Good evening, everyone. I think it's 6 o'clock, and we might as well get going right away. Welcome to our Governance and Priorities Committee meeting number 2. There's an agenda in front of you. Do I have somebody who'd be interested in moving the agenda? Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd.
Councillor Shepherd, I picked an,
questions to the agenda? Noting none. All in favor? We are unanimous. In your package, there are also minutes from the last meeting. Is there anyone who would like to move the minutes? Moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty. Are there comments, questions, additions, deletions? Noting none, all in favor? Thank you. We moved on to the declaration of interest. Does anyone have any interest to declare? Noting none, I think we can slide all the way down to new business. And the first discussion item for tonight, which is the review of the City of Iqaluit's bylaw index, that it was put together by city staff at our request. I think I'll turn it over to Brianna now, and you can speak to the index.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson, and thank you, committee. So this evening, I'm happy to be able to present to all of you an index of all of the city bylaws from 1 to current in this organized format. To give some kind of initial context, this project did involve manually reviewing each bylaw to confirm titles and dates and the information about which bylaws amended and repealed which other ones. And just creating general notes for our records. As I mentioned last time, we did have a basis for this, but there was more work that went into it to put it into this format. I would really like to thank Katrina and our summer student Miranda Davidson for all of their hard work on this project. To give some notes on the index before we dive into it, just for understanding, the bylaws that are in this index that are highlighted in red are those that have been repealed by another bylaw or in some cases have expired according to provisions in those bylaws. Many of the older bylaws, things in regards to temporary borrowing, mill rates for specific years, debt forgiveness, things like that, are more so time limited to the period where they were passed by council. So they maybe haven't been explicitly repealed by another bylaw, but they're not necessarily active or relevant anymore. There are some bylaws that are highlighted in gray, either with or without titles. This means that these bylaws were either defeated by vote at council, or it was determined that the bylaw was no longer needed and it was abandoned. And in some cases, the bylaw number was accidentally skipped. Then, right at the end of the bylaw index, there are some bylaws that are highlighted electronically. They were in purple. Our printer came out with them kind of in blue, just straight all across the row. These bylaws are in progress. They're either making their way through council or they're with community services for ministerial review. Or some aspects are still being worked on by the departments and they may be brought through council in the near future, but they're just still in progress. So in general for today, I do have notes on hand if there are questions regarding the information in the bylaw index. So I'll try and answer those questions as best as I can. But if for questions regarding contents of the bylaws, our team or staff might need additional time just to go through those specific bylaws to be able to give more thorough answers. But if committee would like to identify any bylaws for review at an upcoming committee meeting, we'll make sure that those are included in the package. And we can also provide those copies ahead of time as we already have them in our records, of course. And if there are any copies that any of you individually would like to have a better look at as well, you can always let us know and we'll be able to provide them to you. So again, if there are any questions, I'm happy to answer them. But otherwise, I'll leave that with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that, and thank you for this work. It's pretty amazing in a lot of ways to look at this and to think about some of these bylaws. I look at some that are passed in 1971 and still active. Seems almost impossible, but interesting. Councillor Shepherd, are you requesting to speak? I don't see it here. This is my first time using this system.
Sometimes it doesn't pop up. If it's for the next person, you can press there, the little arrow to the person, and it will go in.
There we go. Go ahead, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a great resource, a really good start. It's kind of information wanted to see for quite a while. So thank you for the work that went into this. I know that it was monotonous and time-consuming. I walked by the office while you guys were in there grinding away one day. It's cool to see. I'm just wondering what can this lead to now? Is this the first step that we could see a word searchable format of all existing bylaws that remain on the books? Are we going to highlight some of the ones on here that should be sunset or repealed at this point in time or retired? I'm just kind of thinking ahead of, you know, now that we have this information, what we can do with it from here. Does that direction need to come from council, or is administration working on anything at this point in time?
Thank you, Councillor, for your comment and question. So the big push over the summer was to get it to this state. And again, thanks to Brianna, Katrina, and Miranda for their hard work. I would suggest if the committee wants to discuss the next steps. So if you want us to start bringing in every act of bylaw X number per future GP meetings and start getting it 100% in order. And then when it's 100% in order, go through the council process, and then that'll lead us to your big goal of having word searchable bylaws, if that makes sense. But it's up to the committee how they want to proceed. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Una di apakutiging wa kaya sa ukwa
English. This question I would have here in the bylaws that are numbered and the ones that are at the end pages that have been revised. For example, I'll use this for example, number 513. And also further has been revised under number bylaw 541. Perhaps the number 543 is not the real reason that I am requesting for all of those that have been revised is what I want clarified. If number bylaw 513 is repealed, or are those other bylaws that have been revised in 541, have they been revised? I wonder if that's understandable. If you don't get my question, I'll speak in English. Thank you, Chair.
513 and 541
are the examples.
The amendments and the repealed bylaws together in... no, okay. You go ahead and rephrase.
Thank you, Chair. Hewington. Just example, my question of, I'm not referring to the actual number, but I'm saying is that 513, there's a bylaw 513, but at the other side is that The bylaw repealed by number 541. My question is that is the bylaw 513 is being removed, or is those wording in 513 are still effective but actually added by 541, or is the 513 is totally all of it being removed and using 541? Thank you.
So I think I'll let Brianna speak too, but my understanding would be that in the language of 541, as an example, it would say this bylaw repeals 513. So then that bylaw no longer exists because the language of that would have repealed it, and then all the new language would be in 541. The only time you'd be building on language, excuse me, is when you amend when you amend a bylaw. So in those amendment ones, they'd be using the original and adding text or changing text. But anyone where it says repealed by, it would be completely gone. So that in your example, 513 doesn't exist as a bylaw of the city anymore. Only historically, not in any way are we bound by it. We'd be bound completely by the new language. Did you want to add to that? Go ahead.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. Yes, how Councillor Stevenson explained it is exactly right. And just to note that, so some bylaws that have been repealed had amendments made to them at the time. Those amendments, in most cases, are also repealed by virtue of the original bylaw being repealed. For example, 513 was amended by 545. Because 513 was amended, in most cases, 545 would also not apply because the bylaw that it was amending, that it was revising, is no longer in effect. There are some cases where bylaws are not created only with the explicit purpose of amending one particular bylaw. Sometimes they amend multiple bylaws. Sometimes they also have information in their own right. So that's something that has been a little tricky to figure out when certain bylaws aren't necessarily listed as being explicitly repealed, but their original bylaw has been repealed. It's a little tricky. But yes, in most cases, the bylaw that was amending it as well has also been repealed. Just to add some additional information, if that made sense. Thank you.
That does, though it definitely makes it more confusing. I think Mayor Awa would like another comment, but I don't know how to do that. Do you?
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you. Yes, I did, similar cases that I think for me is that repeal or amended is not really understanding for me, but I can understand as Inuk speakers amended. What I'm thinking is that if it was changed a little bit, but the old bylaw is still affected, but there's a new wording part of the 513, what I'm thinking is that would we be able to connect them all together? Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. If I'm understanding correctly, in terms of bylaws that are created to amend another bylaw, council and staff have the option to either create a bylaw that amends that original bylaw, so to create 545 explicitly to amend and change some things, some wording maybe about 513, or could come back entirely with an entirely new bylaw that does incorporate all of those changes. Most of the time, the bylaws, the amending bylaws are created because they're a lot shorter. They just say explicitly, you know, we'd like to revise this wording or this information should change slightly, and maybe it's one or a couple pages. Whereas the original bylaw, if we were to redo it with the changes that we wanted to incorporate, sometimes it's a longer bylaw. There isn't necessarily a better way to do it. We could do it either way. Just generally, if it's my understanding is if it's, you know, some small amendments, you would just do an amending bylaw rather than repassing an entire one. I hope that answers your question. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd just add that it's not just when it's not just about the size or the nature of the amendment, but also sometimes because a bylaw may have so many sections and some of them might be more controversial than others, that you might amend a bylaw and not redo the whole thing because you'd have to look at sections that you might not want to look at. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. This is a bit kind of further to Mayor's point, I think. One of the things that I found frustrating, and I know that this is hopefully coming with a new website and whatever else, is finding, you know, this bylaw has been amended by these four different other bylaws. And so finding, having to piece that together as an individual like user, not just for us, but for residents as well, I think that can be quite frustrating because it's, you know, trying to go through and figure out with all these amendments what is actually the law can be really difficult. And I know that's something I think we're working on internally. One thing I think that would be great for us to look at here is I know there's a lot of things like older bylaws that are, you know, one-offs, debt forgiveness and land disposals and whatever, but there's other bylaws that are on the books that are still like 20 plus years old, and I think some of those that aren't those kind of one-off bylaws might be a good idea for us to actually dig into and evaluate those a little bit more. And I don't know if 20 years is the time limit we want to set or whatever, but it's, you know, a place to start perhaps. Like for example, right now, according to this list, we have two different council procedure bylaws. Like 431 has never amended anything or been repealed, but then we also have 401, which has been amended by, you know, up to 526 and, you know, 565 and then 790. Like, we actually have two, according to this, we have two active council procedures bylaws. So, like, things like that would be good to dig into. But, yeah, I know a lot of these are just kind of like one-offs that, you know, we don't necessarily have to repeal. We know that the, you know, mill rate from 1981 isn't the active mill rate anymore, but for some of the ones that aren't like that, I think it'd be a good idea for us to kind of maybe start even at the oldest and work our way forward or something like that. But thank you.
Thank you for that. Councillor Kunuk.
Thank you, Chairman. That particular bylaw Mayor is talking about is a mill rate bylaw. According to, I think it changes every year anyway. I had to be amended. First of all, I'd like to actually comment the staff for hard work and putting all this together. It's kind of long. Some of the bylaws have to be repealed or changed every year, including this 512 mill rate. Maybe it would be easier for us to see more, another list of only current and active ones. So might help us to more focus on what we want to talk about. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Kunuk. And I think now that this is in a database of sorts, maybe that information can be more easily manipulated so we could have either lists, things like all the active, or I guess, I'm not sure what the need would be, but where you could see, you know, every council procedure bylaw, which one repealed it. So you could sort them in different ways now that they're in a database. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not talking about making extra work necessarily. So it would only be if that kind of sorting was useful and then easy. But certainly the current active ones and then duplicates, if there are such, or ones that need to be repealed because we don't have, even if we just don't have it on record, then we should we should do, like, the housekeeping of this list, I think, would be the priority, the first thing, the low-hanging fruit. And then, you know, so far Deputy Mayor has suggested starting from the oldest to the newest in terms of reviewing. Maybe that's the best, or maybe there's ones that stand out to people. We can continue going around the room and see if others have suggestions. Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty.
According to me, Paul Stevenson. First of all, thank you to the staff. When I first opened the file and I started going through it, I just said, I shut it down. This is too much information. So I had to relook at it again and time again. I mean, there's 1,021 bylaws. And so, again, thank you for the staff for compiling all this information. I guess the next step we need to focus is on and how do we compile all this information into a database which we could utilize them. I don't know if there's a software out there that could be used to compile the certain bylaws are similar to each one or which was amended to another bylaw. It seemed to be very time consuming if the individual were to go bylaw by bylaw, unless there's somebody who has a lot of time, which I know staff are already overwhelmed with other work. So I was just wondering if we were going to go to try and start compiling the red to the blue to the green and the purple, that maybe we could look at some sort of a software, or are we going to be doing it in-house, or are we doing it externally, something that we will have to take that into consideration. But the overall, once we do that, then I agree with Steve when he mentioned that maybe we'll take every 100 bylaws and look at those each step by step. So there's a process. A lot of the work has already been done. That's compiling. So the next step, I think, we just need to be clear how we want to do it and how we want to direct the staff to take the lead. So I just want to compliment staff and hoping to look forward to the next step, how we're going to start implementing the new version of the 1977 bylaw to 2025 or 26 bylaw. So thank you.
Thank you for that. Brianna, would you be able to manage our expectations maybe by speaking about what you think the limitations of what we have now and sorting and manipulating that information would be as it stands right now?
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Stevenson. Thank you, Alternate Deputy Mayor, for the question. So this index, it is in kind of a primary format. It is just in an Excel format at this time. I know that previously, in our last meeting, Steve mentioned the possibility of working with our co-op students at Waterloo. That is something that I think we can look into to see if they can help us with software for this. I agree with all the comments that have been made and things like the Deputy Mayor pointed out that Council Procedures Bylaw 431, I am sure that's been repealed. So there are little sections in here where we may not have caught those small details. I fully agree with your comments about it. It's difficult to know initially what everything has been affected by. And so that was kind of what this process was of, you know, if you don't necessarily know where to look to find that information. But those things we'll make corrections on. But in terms of this index and software, to Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty's question, I think at this point, Katrina and I are able to to pull many things from it. If there are bylaws that are identified or types of bylaws that committee identifies that you'd like to review kind of right away, we can certainly do that to the best of our knowledge based on this. And then additionally, to move forward, we can start looking at our options in terms of software to be able to, like Councillor Stevenson was talking about, be able to, you know, type in council procedures and they all pop up with everything that's ever existed and how they've amended or repealed each other, things like that. So at this point, if there are kind of specific requests, Katrina and I can absolutely pull those things manually. And then in the meantime, we'll start looking at if there's a software that either we can work with or that we can speak to one of our co-op students about and have that as a project. I hope that kind of clarifies things. Thank you.
That was fantastic. Thank you. Steve, did you want to add? Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Brianna. Just wanted to add, this is the whole enchilada. This is everything. So it is a huge chunk of data. Usually I look for the easy way when I got big things like this. So there's some low-hanging fruit here. Like the first page, bylaw number 6. The council in September 1971 approved a manager or secretary. I'm pretty sure that person is not here today. Staff can do a quick scan for those type of items, bring those back to a GP committee. As the committee starts to dive into this more and more, I think we're definitely getting into the realm of a co-op student. The co-op student cycles, our next available opportunity, Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, would be January or December. Group coming in. So we can start to put together what that co-op placement could look like and get your thoughts and ideas on it. But in the meantime, we can definitely start making recommendations to the committee of which ones to appeal right off the bat, because there's some data ones there. And after that, just start bringing them in X number per time and get it cleaned up. It's going to take some time to get through. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just wondering if I can get a copy of the Excel spreadsheet just to play with myself, because I can create new sheets. I can pull data out, and just for my own organization to make recommendations would be really helpful.
So I guess with this item going forward, so for our next committee meeting is in November, is that timeline reasonable for staff to have come back with some of that more simple cleanup stuff where we'd be talking about a recommendation from this committee to council about, you know, maybe repealing, for example, that bylaw you just made, or other types of housekeeping cleanup of the list? And is it also possible that at that time we could see a separation of just the active policies or bylaws, excuse me? Is that possible as well? And I don't know, maybe that's Councillor Shepherd will do that when he gets the Excel spreadsheet and he can do it himself for us. But I think that would be helpful too, to see the ones that we know are active. So this item really is here because we were asked as a group, or we wanted as a group, to look at our bylaws and see which ones we wanted to dive into, and all of a sudden we were like, well, we don't really even know what we have, so let's see what we have first. So this is very first step of then being able to get into the deeper conversation of, okay, well, this bylaw looks old and we should probably investigate it, and then we're going to need to investigate bylaws and the meat and potatoes of what's inside those bylaws. Yep, Alternate Deputy Mayor, go ahead.
Good to me, Councillor Stevenson. My question, just thinking out loud, is that as we move forward, as we start diving into these existing bylaws, moving forward, how do we foresee if there's any bylaws we have to amend as we next 6 months or 12 months from now? How do we, there's a bylaw that is being for review, but by some reason a bylaw comes out to a meeting that needs to be amended for some reason or another or request. So how do we flag it?
Are you saying like things that may happen in the regular cycle of council may end up like jumping ahead of things we're working on in this committee kind of thing? Like we may, by nature of the work of the city, have to amend a bylaw or build a new bylaw, but we're not first running it through here because we haven't set up this system. I don't have an answer really. Steve, do you have a suggestion with that?
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, ADM. I'm not sure if I'm understood 100%, but if there's new bylaws coming towards council, I think it's in the terms of reference. I'd have to go back and double check, but they should be vetted through this committee first, and that way we can do a check on the index, if that answers your question.
Go ahead, Deputy Mayor. Oh, sorry.
Which one?
Now you're both on. I don't know what I did. There.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I think I agree with the approach of like just taking the low-hanging fruit first, if we can. And I do think now that we have this list individually, like if we want to actually kind of dive into it ourselves and go through what we can find on the city website, and I probably will be doing that because I love reading bylaws and laws for some reason because I'm weird. But, you know, if we feel like digging into this on our own and there's ones in particular that we see issue with or then, you know, I'd be happy to just, you know, if I find something, send it to you as chair and hopefully maybe get that added to an agenda as we go as well. If it's something that seems ridiculous that is still technically enforced or whatever. So as long as I guess you're open to that, chair, as well, then be great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm trying to be cognizant of like the next meeting is 2 months away. Item number two may be asking staff to do a fair amount of other administrative work. So we can't put too much on them, but like, yeah, at some point we need to dig into bylaws too. So if you're going through these and you go, okay, well, that one's one that needs to change. This is the committee. This is what it's for. So, yes. Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, it just, I'd hate to not make any recommendations tonight, just some of that low-hanging fruit. Bylaw 6, 112, and 118, I think would kind of be the first three that are not, you know, likely required anymore that I'm kind of curious about. You know, all the borrowing bylaws, tax levies and stuff, those are things that are going to remain on the books. So, you know, 112 is a personnel bylaw that was typed a long, long time ago. I can't find 118 on our website, so I'm not sure what the homeowner property tax grant bylaw is. So that'd be kind of curious. So 6, 112, and 118 would be my three low-hanging fruit from the get-go.
So are you suggesting that we would, between now and November 6th, look at those bylaws and then recommend to repeal them then? Okay. And there certainly may be others that we... Yeah, okay. In terms of process, then we would share that with the group so that everyone would have the same documents that they're looking at, and then we could come back with a recommendation. That makes sense? Do you want to comment?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I just wanted to note about that there are many bylaws that aren't on our website. That's another phase of this project that we've identified. Yeah, if there are bylaws that you would like to have a closer look at, any of you are welcome to reach out to our office and request a copy of them. We can send you a scanned copy so that you can review them. We'd be happy to do that because, yeah, on the website there are some that aren't on there, especially these older ones that it sounds like you may want to take a look at. So please just send us an email and we'll get you a copy that you can look at. Thank you.
Perfect. So are there any other comments about this item? We feel like we have a plan to go forward. Mayor Iwa, go ahead.
I don't know if I understand the bylaws on the website are no longer effective. Do we need to remove them or are they already being removed? Thank you.
Yeah, I'll let Brianna speak to that in a sec, but I think, you know, one of the outcomes of this work is that at some point when people want to go to the website, they should be able to see either separated archived things as well as current things or just the current bylaws. Because like Deputy Mayor was saying, like really it's not that simple to know what the real rules are at the moment, because you can go searching on that website and get different bylaws and not realize that they've been repealed. Did you want to add to that?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I think that is another useful, logical next step in terms of the website. I think at this point, I'm not sure of kind of the process that was in place previously for which ones made it onto the website and which ones there wasn't progress on adding them to the website. I do think that there are different ways that we can go about it in terms of either pulling those bylaws that were repealed or having them in a separate section or flagging them in a certain way. That would involve me looking more into the how the website works and what possibilities we have in terms of that. But I do agree that would be beneficial of having them kind of indicated so that anybody looking on the website would be able to see that. So I'll certainly take a look at that. Thank you.
Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just, you know, basically the request from administration being, you know, what should we really look at first? And just to my prior list for being repealed, I think we do need to really dig into the council procedures bylaw. That's probably our first piece of work. So as we look to like move into our next meeting and the subsequent meetings from there, I think the council procedures bylaw is the one that we can do the actual work on to make recommendations to amend and clean up and to implement a brand new, appropriate, modern council procedure bylaw, if we're still looking for recommendations at this point.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. And I was going to suggest the same. It was kind of where my comment about not wanting to overburden staff is. I'm wondering if maybe on the November committee meeting, so we've got some stuff we've already asked them to do, there's going to be some stuff likely from item number two, maybe we put, because I think it is the most important, or it's the one that I'm certainly, it stands out to me as one that needs to be looked at and addressed, maybe we put it on the agenda as not something that we're asking staff to bring recommendation on, but that we then, you know, it will be in the package, the current active one, and we can take the time in the week before that meeting to think about it, and we can come with some of our like initial responses to what needs to change. So going from the November meeting, staff would have some direction to start working on the recommended changes to it. Is that's fair while protecting staff's time as well? Yeah, okay. Any other comments or questions on this item? Okay, I think we can then move on to discussion item two, which is the standing committees of council. So I think last meeting we had talked about the standing committees and this committee evaluating some of those committees. Staff has proposed a framework in order to be able to evaluate them, so to standardize how we look at them so that we can then decide whether they're whether they're proper at the moment in terms of benefiting citizens of Iqaluit and benefiting the administration or whatever their purpose is, each committee, but also whether we just don't need them. So those two things, right? Whether they need to change because they're not exactly doing the function they're supposed to do, or whether we just need to rid ourselves of them, or whether we need to make a new one. Those all three, I guess, options would be on the table. I guess I'll read out the framework. Is that best, or did you want to speak first before we start? No. Okay. So this is the proposed framework that staff has presented, and then if indeed this works for us, then this is why I was saying there's still some administrative tasks coming out of this one, is that staff would then go back, take each one of our committees and compare them to this framework and come back with a sort of a report on each one and how they fit with the framework. So the first item of the framework is the mandate and the strategic alignment of the committee. So a plain language summary of the committee's purpose and its alignment with council strategic plan, official community plan, and departmental priorities. And then also identifying if there's any overlap or duplication of that mandate and strategic alignment with other committees. Number two would be membership and governance. So looking at the committee composition, the appointment process, the term length, the turnover rates, attendance records and quorum compliance, training, orientation, or professional development that would be or has been provided. The third would be the meetings and operations themselves, so the frequency of scheduled versus actual meetings, the average attendance of members and staff. So this would be looking at historically how a committee has met, types of agendas typically considered, and public participation opportunities. The fourth, and there's seven of these, by the way, the fourth is outcomes and outputs. So the key recommendations or reports that have been produced in the past 1 to 3 years, decisions of council that have been influenced by the committee's work, examples of successful initiatives, and identification of recurring issues or challenges. So that would really be evaluating what the committee's done. Resources and costs, number five, staff's supports required, i.e. how many hours per year, how many departments are involved, budget allocations, honorarium, and other committee-related costs, and also opportunities for efficiencies or resource sharing. Number six is the overall effectiveness, assessment of whether the committee is achieving its intended purpose, feedback from members, council, and community, strength and areas of improvement. And then number seven would be recommendations, options for continuation, revision, consolidation, or dissolution of a committee, or for alternate governance mechanisms. So this is staff would take all of our committees, sort of line them up under those headings, and come back with, as number seven is, recommendations on those committees that this committee, pardon all the committees, would evaluate those staff recommendations, but at least have a framework to be able to judge better those committees. You know, for somebody like myself, I've been on, I'd say, 90% of the committees that the city has at some point or another, so I have sort of history, but even a guide like this would be very helpful for giving me a more open-minded view of the committees, because obviously all of my opinions about any given committee would be shaped by the amount of time I spent or the things I did when I was there. Deputy Mayor, did you want to speak?
Thank you, Chair. I think this framework is pretty good, although I do think it might be a bit onerous on staff. I think specifically with our standing committees, that they are good in the way that they offer a way for the public to participate in the actual decision-making that we do as council. But I also, in my experience, find them sometimes quite frustrating as well. Things can get conversations can get derailed, and I don't know how effective they are sometimes at the end of the day. And I wonder, and I've spoken about this before, I've been a pretty big proponent, and I've pushed for it in the past, of us doing like targeted town halls where, you know, maybe instead of having different standing committees for all of these different topics, we're like, we're going to have a town hall on this date about this thing. Register in advance if you'd like to have your comments heard, or if there's time, register when you're there. And I think the more we do those things, the more public input we would get from people. Maybe the first few we wouldn't get that much engagement, but I think it would actually be an opportunity to get more engagement than we generally get from the committees, and then take those kind of town halls and the things we hear from that and bring them back to this committee to make recommendations instead. That's kind of my thought and my vision, but I'm happy to hear what everyone else has to think about that.
Yeah, I think that likely this framework, when we come back and look at a lot of these committees, they're going to look like they aren't very effective. Like, that's going to be the, you know, I'm prejudging a bit, but that's going to be what likely we're going to see about a lot of them. Whereas, and this sort of speaks to my previous comment, like, I can picture many occasions where I sat on committees of the city that, you know, for whatever period of time were actually very effective, you know, specifically like the Public Safety Committee or the Disabilities Committee or the Recreation Committee, all of which I spent a fair amount of time on, that did things for short periods of time. And, you know, I think all of us as representatives trying to make the city better want to be able to do things and make the city better. So finding the way that we do that, I mean, I think that's the crux of the thing we're doing right now, and that's the crux of reviewing these. To your comment, Deputy Mayor, I fully agree with your desire to do more town halls, and I think we need to, you know, maybe stop just talking about it and get some done. Maybe that's something we have to do, because it's something you've been asking for, and I think we need those kind of voice. But that's only one kind of voice, and I think it's actually a very different kind of voice than a member on a committee. So I think we need to remember that when we're evaluating a voice, because somebody coming to one meeting to holler at city council, which in my experience with many of the town halls that I have participated in, that's what we're going to get at times, is different than somebody who's willing to take their Tuesday nights and come sit in a somber council chamber and talk about, or sorry, not Tuesday because that one's booked, but Thursday night, and talk about recreation or public safety. They're two different voices. So, you know, both voices are important, but they are two different voices. If there are other comments, did you want to speak? Go ahead.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thanks for the discussion on this item. It's quite interesting to hear feedback. So the briefing note that was provided on the structure is just basically to create a matrix of how the information comes back to you to be able to make recommendations on. We got no problem putting in recommendations. I don't doubt that the chairperson's comment on the overall effectiveness may shine through. But when we're doing this in the recommendation phase, we will also look across Canada and look at the best practices of other municipalities on public engagement and to see what they do, and we'll bring that information back into you as well. So that'll help you with your decision-making process and making recommendations as we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Other comments or questions? Are we happy with that recommendation to move forward with this framework, in which case, like I said, that gives staff a significant amount of work. Are we hoping that we would have, I can't imagine this completed by November, so would we have maybe an example, some committees done by November so we could see what it would look like? But maybe not that all of them are completed by then. Is that fair?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think it's fair that we can have the framework in place, or the matrix, and probably do one committee as an example, and then get your thoughts and feedback on it, and then for us to go back from there. Brianna, do you think that's reasonable? Thank you.
So I think we're all aligned that we'll be dealing with the low-hanging fruit on the first item. We will see the framework actually into a sort of a document, the standardized document that we'll use with an example one, or if it were even possible two, so we could see about how it is to compare, to use a tool as a comparative tool. And then that we will also have an item of the council procedures bylaw, but we won't be asking staff to prepare for that, only to provide the bylaw, and we will prepare by reading it and coming up with our criticisms of it. Does that sound right for the next meeting, which according to the agenda is scheduled for November 6th at the moment? Are there any other comments for tonight, or concerns, or things people want to raise related to this agenda, preferably? If not, I'd definitely like to thank Licia and Andrew for doing our interpretation tonight, and the staff for coming out on a Tuesday night, as always, and putting all this together. I'm always impressed by how organized they are. Can I get a motion to adjourn this meeting? Deputy Mayor, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. All those in favor? Yeehaw!